When one does vagal maneuvers to see if one can interrupt the rhythm in the presence of one-to-one AV conduction, one can establish increased AV block and demonstrate that the rhythm continues. The fact that the rhythm continues in the presence of variable AV conduction indicates that the rhythm is not critically associated with AV nodal conduction. It is a so-called AV nodal independent tachycardia. That is very, very important because it establishes that the etiology and mechanism of the arrhythmia is in one or both of the atria, and this is very important for subsequent diagnostic and even therapeutic approaches, particularly when the rhythm is amenable to radiofrequency ablation treatment.